Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Born January 14th in Glens Falls, New York, he was a standout athlete in high school, lettering in football, track, basketball, and wrestling, along the way winning the New York State High School Wrestling Championship, and going on to play football for Southern Methodist University and the Atlanta Falcons. He launched his professional wrestling career in 1979, wrestling throughout the South before landing in the WWF in 1987, and with 2x4 in hand becoming one of the most recognizable names in wrestling, being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2011. And on Wednesday, December 11th, he brings his 2x4 tour to the Improv. Please welcome wrestling legend, Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Jim, how have you been, man?
Good morning, guys, everybody. Good. Doing good. I said that's a good way to start off the morning with a good ho. Everybody start out of the morning with a good ho.
Man, I tell you, I look at the 2x4 that you gave me and autographed. It's in my office at home, and I every time I walk in, I look at it and think of you, my friend.
Well, thank you, man. Thank God Jake the Snake didn't drop something off.
That's a fact. You why?
The 2x4 works good. Yeah, it's kind of a unique item.
Yeah, well, isn't it the great basic tool, the weapon, the thing? Everybody's got one, and that's what everybody loved about you. I was just looking back through some of your history, and I'd forgotten about the feud between you and, of course, Kansas City's own Harley Race.
Oh, yeah, Harley, one of the greatest of all times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was the king of wrestling, and I defeated him for the cape and crown. And, of course, we had one of the all-time great battles at the Slammy Awards in Atlantic City. We fought through the whole Trump Plaza. But, Harley and I had quite a feud, and, of course, with Andre the Giant and Ted DiBiase. So that was kind of the golden age of wrestling, you know, the old
sure.
WWF with Hogan, Andre, Jake the Snake, the good old days.
Yeah. Well, you were the first ever Royal Rumble winner.
That's right, yeah. I think it's what, year 32 coming up. But, yeah, I won the first ever Royal Rumble. And, you know, Johnny, it's been a great business for me. So many folks always hear the negative stuff about professional wrestling. They see the movie The Wrestler with that Mickey Rourke in it. And they assume that we're all like that. It's been a great business for me. You know, I've been in it for 40 years. I put two daughters through school. I've been with my wife for 35 years. I never had to go to rehab. You know, so there's a good side of wrestling, too, besides all that negative stuff.
Well, of course. Listen, I know disc jockeys who are completely worthless human beings that have thrown their entire lives away, strung out. I know musicians who have lived incredible, long, healthy, good lives, opening up multiple businesses. And I know guys who ended up in the gutter. Some dead. So, yeah, there's going to be good and bad in everything.
Yeah, in every profession, I guess that's true, Johnny. It sure is. But, you know, wrestling, it is a tough racket. You know, it's a high divorce rate, high drug and alcoholism rate, and a very high death rate. It's a tough racket.
Sure it is.
You know, I see a lot of time kids go, hey, you know what, I want to be a wrestler. But I say, you know, keep it in perspective. I tell kids there's, you know, 1,500 NFL football players playing this season. There's 500 NBA basketball players. There's 100 WWE wrestlers. It's a very competitive business, and it's very stressful, too. So there's a lot of problems in it.
Yeah, well, listen, it's hard. And I've really come to know even more about it than interviewing guys like you, is Baron Corbin's from Kansas City. And so I got to understand the fact that his being a giant heel now with the WWE is the greatest thing he can be. And he handles it really well. But I always think, man, your entire job is to be the most hated guy in the room, and he loves doing it. But as a human, that's awfully hard for me to wrap my head around. It would be tough if every time I walked out there, it was nothing but a roar of boos and fingers.
Well, I joke, I said, everybody should be a bad guy wrestler for a while. You get used to people saying the worst things in the world to you.
Yeah.
Nothing bothers you after a while. It's when you're a good guy and they start booing you, like, hey, what's going on? But, yeah, being a heel wrestler is kind of tough. And,
he loves
you know, usually those guys are much closer than and the good guy side, the baby face side. The heels are usually a lot of closer friends.
Yeah, but you were loved. I mean, they loved you. I mean, you always represented this that the common guy, that you were always a bit of an underdog when you looked against these guys, and I think that was such a huge strength for you.
Yeah, and you know, it's that's the whole deal. Nothing fancy and about Hacksaw Jim Duggan, just a 2x4 and the flag of the United
sure.
States of America. Oh, and, you know, and it's been my honor to carry our flag sure. all over the world. I joke with the NFL guys all the time. I'm like, world champions? Where in the world do you fellas go? You know, wrestling, I had the opportunity to carry our flag in sure. 30 different countries. And it's like I said, it's amazing the appeal of wrestling around the world.
You well, hell, I mean, speaking of the NFL, you were a Atlanta Falcon before Goldberg.
Yeah, I was with the Falcons for a short time, had two knee surgeries, got hurt during preseason. Then I went up to Canada. I played a little bit with the Argonauts up there in Toronto. Realized I had no long-term future in pro football, and gave Fritz Von Erich a call down in Dallas, Texas, and he opened up the door to professional wrestling and gave me a huge gift. Because, you know, Johnny, back then it was a closed business. Now there's wrestlers all over. Back then, there was only very few wrestlers, and if your dad wasn't a wrestler, you usually didn't get into the business. So Fritz gave me a great opportunity by opening up the door for me to become a wrestler. And now, 40 years later, I'm still traveling the world doing it.
I love it. And you're coming into Kansas City again at ImprovKC.com. Tickets are available now. December 11th, you'll come in. It's a Wednesday. And hopefully you'll have time to come by the show and hang out a little bit.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'd love to, you know. And again, the show is kind of an uplooking look at wrestling. You know, one of my best friends in the business is Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah.
And, of course, he has a different slant on professional wrestling.
But he's doing good.
Mine is family-friendly. He can bring the kids to it. And, you know, well, Jake was a little X-rated.
Yeah. But he's healthier now. He's so much healthier. Like, and I feel like he's holding on to it.
Yeah, he's doing good. You know, Jake has had his demons, and it's great to see him pull out and doing real well. You know, he was at my wedding 30 years ago, so we've been good friends for a long time, and it's great to see him doing better.
Yeah, it is. It is. He's an interesting guy because he's really struggled, and I hope he can hold on to that sobriety. I like him an awful lot. Well, I like all the greats. Harley Race used to come in here, and he was so much fun because, you know, I knew better, first of all. I mean, I've been around the block enough to know never to look Harley Race in the face and then say wrestling is fake because you're going to get lit up. And you could see it. And then we started talking about stuff. What I would do is I'd lateral to poor T-Bone, who works on the show. He wanted to be a wrestler. And I'd go, Harley, tell me something. Is the sleeper real? Is that a real move? And he'd go, he'd point over at T, and he goes, I go, go over there and try out. He locked him up so badly, it scared me to the point where I was asking him to stop because T was unconscious, and he was genuinely, and you know, that iron bar that he had for a forearm that Harley Race had,
yeah.
Just effortlessly, there was no escaping the man. He just went like this, and you could see T in a matter of seconds start to get loose, and then bam, he was out. I'm like, Harley, you got to stop. I go, you can't kill him on the goddamn show. I literally started to panic thinking, what am I going to do? And he let him fall on the floor, and it was fantastic. But it was Harley. Yeah,
Harley, it was a raw bone, strong man. He was the old school, hard-nosed guy.
Yes.
But, you know, that's the joke about wrestling. It's not fake. It's fixed. You know when you win, who's going to win or lose. But
that's
when they
right.
pick you up and throw you down,
yes,
they really pick you up and throw you down.
Yeah.
People say, "That's does that hurt?" I'm like, yes. It hurts a lot. And, of course, the other big misconception is folks go, well, you wrestlers, you guys are all good friends, aren't you?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, we all compete for the same money. We're real good friends. it's business, you know. It's a competitive dog-eat-dog business like any business. And with only 100 spots, you know, everybody's trying very hard to get one of those spots. And, of course, it's just not kids from America. You got kids from Japan, Australia, Europe. Everybody wants to be a wrestler. So, you know, that's one thing. It's a competitive business. And the other joke we like to use, you know, you're always a phony wrestler until you go to court.
Right.
When you go to court, you become a trained killer. You're like,
Hacksaw Jim Duggan, if you just joined the show, he'll be in Kansas City at improvkc.com. You can buy the tickets. He'll be at improvkc UI. But it's what people don't know is that you take all these hyper-masculine men who have different varying personalities. Not everybody's going to get together. Now we're talking about a real over-the-top level of testosterone. And so then you have a ring, and they've got to do a dance. And people don't understand or don't think about it. It all depends on how the guy puts you over and how you put him over. If the other guy's unwilling, it goes badly. And if everybody's doing it well, then everybody's true talent shows. But it's easy to make someone look bad, and sometimes that's what they'll do to you.
Oh, sure, yeah. It's, like I said, it's competitive. And the guy, if the guy's not your opponent, he's your partner in the ring. You guys want to put on a good show. You want to work well together. And that's why it's good to work with somebody you know. Because, I hear people say, Hacksaw, I saw you throw a punch. You missed a guy by 3 inches. I said, yeah, but you see when I hit him by 3 inches. It goes both ways. So if you got somebody in the ring that you trust, and he realizes it's an accident, and you can work through that. Because a lot of times we call them potatoes. So you get a potato in the ring, and sometimes they hurt.
Yeah, listen, I love this. Hey, try to get in town that Tuesday night so that Wednesday morning before the show, if you're up to it, feel up to it and you want to, come by here and hang out and tell us some more stories, will you?
Oh, I'd love to, Johnny. Are you kidding? I enjoy talking with you. It's always nice to talk to you guys when I get into Kansas City.
Excellent. He is the great, legendary, Hall of Famer, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. He'll be here December 11th at Improv KC. Brother, I will see you in a few. I'm going to put you on with Jake so you guys can make details, all right?
Guys, thanks very much, brother. But before you go, how about a hole with me? Let's go, brother.
Fantastic. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.